Somewhere around third or fourth grade. That was the year that they seemed hell-bent on reminding us that we had ruined it all for them. Constant screams and verbal lashings. According to them, they were on the edge of fame. Then we came along and it all went downhill. Even now, I still don't understand how they came up with that logic. How we were to blame for their reckless behavior. The same reckless behavior that in reality had ruined whatever path they might have traveled. It had nothing to do with us. But to them, we were essentially their bad luck. When we hit middle school, it got worse, but only because they knew that they could leave us for long periods and we wouldn't die. Our parents, like us, were born to be stars, or at least they assumed they were, and they had no qualms about reminding us of that fact daily. Unfortunately, they lacked the drive and ambition needed to strive for everything they ever wanted. At the first challenge thrown in their path, they decided to take the low road full of scavengers and sinners. Like I said, vultures through and through. Our dad knocked up Mom in the early 80s when big hair rock bands were all the rage, and theirs was seconds away from signing the record deal that would make their careers. Then they found out about us, the twins who ruined it all. And all those long nights, performing in whatever local hole they could find and bouncing from town to town just waiting for their big break, were washed away. Mom was no longer the singer who men lusted over, not when we ruined her body. And our dad was so deep in the bottle, I'm sure he didn't realize he was swimming in it. Again, something else blamed on us. When their band fell apart, they decided hating us was almost easier than hating each other. They had a common goal in their blame, and right or wrong, we would never be anything other than a reminder of why they weren't living their dream. Their bandmates obviously didn't share the same bond that Weston and I have with Jameson and Luke. God forbid I ever found myself in a position like my parents had been in, but I know my boys would band together and the show would go on. Because for us, this is it. This is our future's promise of a better life. And if it's starting to look like more of a curse than a promise to me, we will die before we give it up. Unfortunately for me, I'm pretty sure there are a few people who would love to make that happen. I'm getting ahead of myself. You're probably wondering, who am I? I'm no stranger to you. I'm on every magazine cover. You open social media and I guarantee you a sponsored post exists about my group. Turn on the radio and boom, there we are. I'm everywhere. I'm Renly Davenport, lead singer of Loaded Replay. I've learned the hard way that plenty of people in the world would love to have a piece of me, but they don't give one shit about the person behind the voice. They see the persona. The record label loves to market the fake me as the sexy singer with the body of a sinner and the voice of a saint. But for me, I'm probably always going to be that stupid little girl who believes my Prince Charming will come riding in on his black horse. Because really, black horses are so much more badass than white ones. And prove to me that every little jaded piece of my heart is worth loving. And he will love me, for Ren. Not the Renly, who more times than I care to admit has had to drink myself stupid just to face my fucking life. Yeah, fame and fortune are nowhere near anything I ever dreamed it would be like. It's my own personal hell. And I pray that something or someone is out there who can prove to me that the world isn't screwed. Because the majority of humanity is too busy licking the windows on the outside to see the beauty behind it. All they care about is what's at face value, when what matters is skin deep. I should feel bad for Prince Charming, my knight in tarnished armor, because he'll have one giant battle on his hands to make me believe that someone might be left out there who doesn't just want a piece of me. Chapter 1. Renly. Good morning, L.A. This is Alice, you know, the better half of Bryce and Alice in the Morning, and today we have a special treat for you all. The overly chipper voice of the female radio personality coming through my laptop's speakers instantly causes me to cringe. That could be more from the hangover I'm struggling with than the fact that she's all happy and preppy, but it's more